Community Connections. We're going to talk about a gathering that's coming up this weekend, and it's called Every Man Gathering. It's in the Yarra Valley, or it's down in, I think, Yarra Junction, but we're going to find out about that. But first of all, I've got Jeffrey with me and also Travis. Welcome, gentlemen.
G'day.
G'day, Alan. Thanks for having us.
Don't nod your head, because it's radio. Righto. Let's talk about this Every Man Gathering. How did it come about? What is it? And what's its purpose for being here?
Good question. You want me to take that one, Travis?
Yeah,
look, I must say though, I'm pretty new to all this kind of thing, really, compared to some of the blokes in the valley who have been involved with this for a long time. But I'll give you my impression. So it comes out of I think what's most often known as men's work. So in the men's wellbeing space, and it's actually overseen by a good group that's national called Men's Wellbeing. It's just time for blokes to get together and be themselves without a lot of the pressures that are often there for people in other, you know, settings. You know, just a time to relax and be themselves, and I suppose it's a time to talk about real kind of you know, stuff that they're you know, experiencing, and you know, where there's a sense of safety to be able to do that. I suppose that's most probably one of the key things, isn't it, Trev?
Yep.
Would you say?
Absolutely. Yep. The theme for the weekend is authenticity, authentic together as men. So, you know, essentially a safe space to just chew the fat a bit, hang out by the fire, cook some meals together, and I guess a bit of a check-in and debrief to you know, celebrate the wins and talk about the challenges that most men are facing, whatever they're doing in their lives.
I guess one of the things that, particularly for guys, is that we often don't open up to other people, because we were brought up that, hey, you're man and man up. And if you sort of said, well, luckily things are changing a bit. In the early days, if you sort of said, look, I'm struggling a bit mentally, or I'm struggling with a bit of anxiety, all you got told was, oh, come on, man up and be a man, didn't you?
Well, yeah. Bloody oath. And there's been a lot of discourse around that, you know, like people under, you know, coming to understand, you know, kind of that, you know, it's it has effects if you keep going on like that as well, you know, like that, you know. And I think it's great that more and more of us are realising, you know, like, is that how we really want, you know, things to keep going, you know?
Well,
is that what we want to hand on to our sons and, you know, their sons, that, you know, we try and get by without bloody admitting that, you know, it's hard and that we need, you know, each other, really, I suppose.
And I guess one of the things when you're working too is that you don't want to open up to, guys don't want to open up necessarily to their workmates, because very often they're competing with them for promotion and all that sort of stuff too. So they don't want to appear as though they're a bit of a weak link, because someone else will use it against them when it comes to promotion.
Bloody oath. There's a heap of pressure to be strong and, you know, to be you have to be, like, you know, that's fine, you know, but you know, there's a balance to these things, like, and I suppose being able to deal with things in a truthful way when you are having a hard time, and, you know, when something doesn't feel right, and, you know, when you're not feeling okay, you know, that's a real strength too, you know, like a different kind of strength to what we've been taught in the past is okay.
Well, there's a big difference to be able to talk at, like, be a bit vulnerable and talk to people about it, but a guy still has to be a guy too, doesn't he? And so I guess guys don't get a lot of opportunity. Well, women will often go and have a coffee, won't they, and discuss their problems, where guys very rarely don't do that, do they?
Yeah, that'd be fair to say.
Yeah.
So, what's what's going to happen? Well, first of all, is it all sold out? Is there any room for people now? Oh, no, it's very close.
Yeah, it is coming up real soon. thanks for giving us a chance to talk about it. I'll get on and have a yarn about things earlier. It's this weekend for anyone who's, looking to have the weekend spare to get away at a bush camp and, enjoy some time out. Just in Yarra Junction, there's a bush camp there that's an awesome facility. And it's a really interesting one in terms of being a co-created event, is the phrase. So,
what do you mean by co-created?
Yeah, fair enough.
You said it.
Yeah, not everyone's across that. So, it's where you work it out together, basically. Right. With the Tucker,
yep.
Everyone brings what they want to bring for the weekend, and then you work out what goes with what, and people will cook together and come up with what they can do with different ingredients and everything. Yeah, so I think a big emphasis on the weekend will be sharing with each other, because the way that there's a real strength in sharing what works, with each other. I think there's a lot of learning that in terms of what people will offer on the weekend to share with each other, not just the food, but...
I was just going to say that you're not just talking food, though, are you?
No, that's right. So if someone's got something that they particularly are passionate about or that they have a, really good working knowledge of and that people are interested in, then we'll work it out so that they have a chance through the weekend to share with other people what's worked for them, what it is that they've gained some insights on. Is this consistent with what you've had there, Trav?
From what I remember previous years, and it has been a couple of years since we've had it.
Let me just stop you there for half a tick because I just want to get this right. It's not the first time it's been held. But it was prior to COVID, am I right?
Yes, yeah. So it's a bit of a reboot.
Yeah.
But essentially, there'll be a bit of sharing, a bit of catching up, and then probably some themes or ideas or topics that people want to cover over the weekend. They'll probably go up on a whiteboard and some time allocated. We do have good numbers coming already. We're not sold out, but we've definitely got space for a few more. A lot of the men coming are well involved in the men's health space already, and they may offer new insights or processes or topics or resources or holding space for things that they actually want to put out there, or they might be testing the waters of new things that they've discovered and that sort of thing. There may also be men who've never come to an event like this but just feel like they like the idea of just catching up with blokes with no frills, no hidden agendas, just to catch up and just be themselves and take some time out, basically.
All right, I just need to take a break, but I really want to tease that out in a minute, so we'll be back with more.
It's been a while. I know I shouldn't have kept you waiting. Like a hurricane, and it feels like you got me going insane.
This part. Oh.
Welcome back to Community Connections, and I'm talking to Jeffrey and Trevor, and we're talking about Everyman Gathering in the Yarra Valley this weekend. Righto, guys. So it starts Friday afternoon about 3 o'clock. What's going to happen? Just give me a step-by-step overview of what's going to happen for the weekend.
Sure, I can jump in there if you like. It's Travis, by the way. Trevor, but that's pretty common.
So
you know,
close.
It's synonymous.
What
you know,
I
do nothing wrong with Trevor. All you Trevors out there. It's a good name. It is a good name. Look, Friday's just checking in. Everyone's sort of settling themselves in, start getting the food together, probably start cooking up, preparing meals, working out where everyone's staying. Beautiful facilities at Camp Eureka.
Now, can I just ask, what sort of facilities? Are you in tents or are you in dormitories or what?
There is the option for camping. The weather's not going to be so good.
Done the weather forecast.
Yeah, yeah, thanks for that. That's given us the heads up. So
I'll be in the dorm.
There's a lot of dorms, a lot of facilities. So there's space for shared accommodation, or there's probably enough for your own little dorm there as well. We'll have it's very back to basics over there. The wood heated fire. I'm the fire keeper, so I'll be lighting up all the fires and getting the hot water flowing. But yeah, there's fireplaces inside as well. Heaps of undercover facilities, so the weather won't probably just add a bit of extra atmosphere, and that won't be putting anyone off. So yeah, that's the Friday, getting set up, probably mapping out the weekend.
A bit of an intro, you know, some ground rules, like, you know, aims, what we're looking at, you know, how it works,
Then Saturday, what happens when you get up Saturday?
Saturday, look, we don't know exactly, but again, touching base, seeing what everyone's up for. I imagine there might be some sharing of yoga or martial arts or Pilates or physio, whatever. I guess things. The morning routine. A lot of gents have a morning routine to get them going. So it might likely start with a cup of coffee, and then might move into some whatever. But whatever people do for their morning routine, they'll be invited to share that, and we all might learn something new to help boost our day. And you know, breakfast, and then probably, again, mapping out the day, probably be some set times for workshops, which anyone can hold space for.
Can I just ask about those workshops? Have you already designed what those workshops are going to be about, or does that come out?
No, that'll come out from whoever attends.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, big point of difference to a lot of other kinds of, weekends and things that are run, you know, the mob who oversee this event, you know, Men's Wellbeing. They're a national group, and they run a much bigger event, in terms of numbers. And, you know, that's all laid out as far as, you know, the very full
and
schedule.
And the topics and all that.
Yeah, that's right. You know, like, they've got a heap of people all you know, with their different specialties that they have to share with people, and, you know, really interactive, you know, scheduled workshops. And then this one's just more of a local one for and I think that came out of the involvement of a heap of blokes in the valley with what's called Menergy.
Yeah, Menergy.
Yeah, it's come to be called over the years.
So who's going to decide what the theme of that is? Like, it's all right to say the guys are going to do it, but is a facilitator or how do you decide?
What do we call this? An organising group?
We've had a few meetings
To set the undertone, the direction. And the theme, the underlying theme was authentic gathering as men. Gathering together as men.
Authentic together as
authentic,
men.
Authentic, that's the one. Authentic together as
men.
Yeah,
we help each other out a fair bit. We're good like that.
That was a process itself. You know, we're catching up and going, well, what are we doing? Like, what's the point? What's the underlying intention that everyone... And that came out of people... the fellas in the room sharing what's going on for them, what are they wanting,
what are
they needing at this point, and that's the flavour, and that'll carry through the weekend as well.
It's quite a different one in terms of, you know, that co-creation, you know, there's techniques, you know, there's technologies that are called for doing that, or methodologies, you know, we've got some experienced facilitators who will be able to work with, and I've been fielding calls as the contact for it, and a lot of the blokes who are ringing up making inquiries, you know, that they're really experienced at men's work,
are they?
And they have things to share with people, so they're coming from, even though it's every man Yarra Valley, they're, you know, like, it was put out advertised on this broad network of men's health, men's wellbeing, you know, in Australia, overseas, and other networks, you know, that are for people who are interested in men's wellbeing work. And a lot of the people who are calling have a lot of experience and are keen to come and, you know, be part of what we're doing, and they have a lot that they're going to share as well, and they know how to get these things organised. So, it's not something that happens a lot, you know, where you go to something and it's like, right, we're going to work it out together now.
Yep. A lot of it is pre-planned.
Yeah, that's right. And that's how, that's what happens most of the time at things in this world, I've noticed, yes.
Yep.
But, this one, it's a really interesting point of difference that's worked out beautifully. In fact, you know, a lot of the inquiries were around food, people going, oh, how's this going to work? You know, like, we all, you know, I don't know if I'm going to have enough, you know, like, if we're all sharing and, you know, I don't know if I'll bring the right stuff, you know, like, and one of the rules of thumb that I've heard in this kind of way of working things out is whoever turns up are the right people to be there.
Yep. Good point.
You know, and whatever you bring tends to work together with whatever someone else... And that's a really special thing, actually. It's a really good point of difference to have that experience and find out you don't have to have everything in life all organised down to a T. Yep. It's going to work out. And that's been the experience that I'm told when I reassure people. I've been told it works really well, you know, by a lot of honest blokes.
So that's Saturday morning. So then what happens, like, Saturday afternoon? Or is that not planned?
We'll find out. People will have to turn up and just see what unfolds. There is a bit of a structured sharing in the evening that's a bit more intimate and, I guess, held just through basic group work process, which a lot of the men have gone through before, which is pretty much just creating a bit more of a structured communication space. That's not just loose, and the opportunity for fellas to go a bit deeper on things where they may not feel inclined to share in other situations, and that's what held. And
I just have to take a quick break, but before I go, is it like it's not judgmental? Whatever the person wants to say, they say, and people don't go, oh, we shouldn't be saying that.
Strict confidentiality, and all those agreements are made very clear with everyone from the very beginning and reminded throughout the whole event. And from my experience from many different gatherings like this over the last decade, it's a very well tried and tested infrastructure to hold men in that space.
So if people aren't going to turn up and then feel, oh, I shouldn't have said that, it's non-judgmental, and the people say what they need to say, and that's it.
Absolutely.
All right, let's go take a quick break, guys. We're back with more.
get away somewhere, take a trip, take a break, take control, take advice from someone you know.
But anyway, take a trip, so, and then a break, on the Sunday,
take control, take advice Sunday, from someone you know.
Thanks for that, guys, but there just had to be something that had to be changed over. But anyway, we're talking to Travis and Jeffrey with Everyman Gathering. Righto, Travis, let's get back.
So you asked about the Sunday.
Yes, about Sunday.
Look, as the rest of the days, well, we don't know exactly what will happen, but there will be the theme of, I guess, integrating whatever's been worked through and discussed and talked about, and probably a space to where to from here. Often new ideas get sparked, new connections, new takeaways, and an opportunity to, I guess, make sure those connections are made and people or the men feel that they can... go back out into the world and hopefully stay connected and keep the movement
going. I was just going to say that. Do some of the guys you find that, I know there's been a break because of COVID, but prior to that, did you find that some of the guys sort of melded together and sort of caught up with each other and supported each other?
It's really interesting with these events, because this isn't an isolated event. There's the Menergy, which is an annual local event, but there's also... what do they call it? The one in New South Wales. They've got their own version of it, of a Menergy. Can't remember the name off the top of my head. Often the fellas organising that, it's an opportunity for us to actually get together. It gives us an excuse to catch up and continue, the work, you could say. And it does feel like work sometimes to actually break out of the work, your physical work, your earning income, family, all those responsibilities, to actually dedicate some time to actually for yourself and relationships with other men. So absolutely, the event itself is a catalyst for us to get together and actually make it a priority.
So if during the weekend, if you found out that one or two of the guys are struggling, is there a follow-up between the guys that...
We have a safety plan in place and a process to follow, that if anything comes up for men during the weekend, that there's people to talk to and the right places. Extra help, if extra help is needed, we can call that on. But look, we haven't, very rarely would something like that happen, but plans are definitely in place to make sure, you know, fundamentally that everyone is safe, everyone feels welcome, respected. And safe at the end of the day.
Do you find at the end of the weekend that some of the guys say, "Oh, I've really wanted guys to be able to, a group of guys or guys that I could talk to, but because of what I said before, you don't want to say anything at work because you don't want anyone to think you're weak because they'll use it against you as far as promotion." And someone said, "Well, I can't talk to my wife about this and I really had nobody else to talk." And there's a... not a problem, but sometimes guys think, "I don't want to tell my best mate because he knows my family, he knows my wife." Do you find that some of them say, "Terrific, I had an opportunity to talk to a group of guys that I might never have to, I might never see again, but I really got stuff off my chest"?
Yeah, I'm sure. Look, absolutely. Maintaining those connections, I think, is probably... one of the challenging things men find, because you have a great time and you feel like you've got some new tools and you've grown in some way and you have this sense of wanting to stay connected. I'd say that's more the experience of people, that they want to make an intention to keep that alive.
Yep.
But they more than often it's get back into work and that it remains with them, but then they're, I guess, looking for the opportunity to reconnect.
And other things take over, don't they, like families?
Yeah, but what I would say, look, because we are auspiced or held by Men's Wellbeing Australia, like people are, men are encouraged to, you know, to become a member of Men's Wellbeing and stay connected to that. There's groups, workshops, there's events happening all over Victoria and Australia of similar themes. And so, yeah, there's always a point of contact for men to continue that what they enjoyed about it, but obviously, you know, men also just go back and get on with their stuff as well, and might touch base in a few weeks, a few months, maybe next year. You know, it's
maybe
very
back at the next year's.
Exactly, that's camp. Right. You know.
All right, I'm gonna take another quick break, and we'll be back with more. I'm talking with Jeffrey and Travis from Everyman Gathering, which is coming up this weekend from Friday afternoon, 3 o'clock. So if you want to be part of it, you better jump in pretty quick. And the boys are now going to give you contact details and costs. So if you could, please, guys.
No worries. It's, yeah, it's a pretty affordable weekend, $60. And if anyone wants to check out all the info about it, if they use Facebook, that's a handy one. Yeah, that's
Everyman Gathering face.
Yeah, that's it. The event. Everyman Yarra Valley, I reckon, is the name of the page. Yeah, Everyman Yarra Valley. We'll just have the details of that checked now. Thanks, Trav. Yes, but I think it's Everyman Yarra Valley.
Oh, here we go. Everyman Gathering.
Oh, there's a gathering. Yeah, Everyman Gathering Yarra Valley. All right.
Or think tick together as men.
Could I just ask you, before we just keep going, they need to bring some food, but what about blankets and that?
Yeah, well, all the information is going to go out to them, but, yeah, bedding as well. Yeah, that's right. There's mattresses, you know, and so they've got a really good bush camp setting out there in Yarra Junction at Camp Eureka. So, yeah, just your bedding to go on the mattresses that are already there.
Or sleeping bags.
Yeah, that's it. Yep, whatever works. And, yeah, that's all easy. There's any inquiries that people want to make.
Musical instruments can bring music.
Music, but bloody
a few musos going.
Cricket bat.
Frisbees, footy, whatever you want to do. Plenty of leisure time. So.
Sounds terrific, yeah.
There's a email if people want to send through any inquiries as well. em24oc@menswellbeing.org.
Can you ever say it again, please?
Yeah, sure. em24oc@menswellbeing.org. That's it.
Righto. So that's em24oc@menswellbeing.
Yep, you got it. All one word.
Is that all one word?
Yeah, menswellbeing.org.
And so they need to get onto it pretty quick because it starts on Friday afternoon, 3 o'clock.
It's true. And, there's another event coming up later on in the year. You got the details there?
Yeah, the Everyman Gathering. So this is the Menergy Gathering, which is happening in October. I had some details.
And where's that?
Yeah, that's... we were in Licola for that. Last year.
It's back at Licola this year?
Yes, it is.
Well, that's not far. You just go down to Traralgon and you can get to it out of Traralgon.
Yeah.
October 17th to the 20th. So it's very similar flavour, a lot more organised, a lot more men, over 100, you know, they're getting over 100, 120, possibly even more. That's a lot more structured and organised, but very similar theme. Fantastic event. I went to the last one last year, and that actually got me, I guess, re-inspired to get the local thing happening again as well. So, yeah, it's all good stuff.
Because as we were saying, like, guys are very hesitant to go and tell each other their deeper secrets, aren't they? Women, from what I can see, they're happy to go and have a coffee with their girlfriend and they'll talk about everything, whereas... guys have just been brought up, particularly in my age and a bit younger, that you've just got to be strong, you know, and they don't want to tell their mates because their mates sort of think, oh, yeah, you know.
No, and I think it's a interesting paradox because you kind of, by the time you've dealt with what you're feeling, you're stronger.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, it's kind of, it doesn't help us, like our health or, you know, like our well-being to not... deal with our feelings, you know. So yeah, it is an interesting one as to why it's like that. I don't really bloody know, but I'm glad that things are changing a bit, that's for sure.
And I guess the other thing is too that one of the things that we I've just got to do something here at the moment, so one of the things that guys really do need to do is to have somebody that they can talk to, and particularly I guess in the camp situation, people go away then, don't they? If they don't want to see the person, they don't have to again.
No.
Yeah.
No, but that experience of actually, you know, saying, how are you feeling, being heard, and everything being okay, you know, and actually being better for it, you know, that's pretty powerful. So no matter what, you take that away with you from each kind of space that you share with other people and, that you're safe in.
And I guess one of the things that we don't, that guys don't often realise is that there are other guys suffering or feeling that, not necessarily suffering, but feeling the same way.
Yep.
And because if you don't talk about it, well, how do you know?
Yep.
You know? So I think it's a terrific idea. So can you just give us those contact details again, please?
Yeah, sure. Go on to Facebook if you use it, and go to Every Man Gathering Yarra Valley is the page, Every Man Gathering Yarra Valley. And then if you want to do it by email, em24oc@menswellbeing.org.
And the cost again, it's not a terrific cost for no. considering it from Friday.
I think it's 50
afternoon.
Concessions, 60 full.
Yeah, well, that's right. And if anyone's, you know, if yeah. money's an issue, then get in touch, you know, like we'll work it out. That's all good. You
don't,
know?
Don't, but, yeah, it's just, don't make that the reason you don't go.
No, that's right. Bloody oath. It's yeah. just $60, I think, the yeah, full price. Yeah.
So, Travis, you've been to a couple of these by the sound of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you've found them very worthwhile.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Jeffrey, is this your first one here or...?
Yeah, the first local one. Yeah, and, you know, I don't know, we were talking about it before of how long it can take to make time for doing these kinds of things, no matter how much you think it yep. might be a great idea. I think I was first invited 8 years ago to the first one. You know, I know quite a few of the blokes involved, you know, through the local community, and, I recognise how important it is, but it took me... Yeah, until now to actually make time. I was doing a lot of shift work on weekends and things, and actually taking time off to do something that you think might be good for you.
Takes a bit of effort, doesn't it?
It does.
Well,
yeah.
at the end of the day, you've all got families and you've all got other commitments. And if you're working, you're working. I mean,
yeah.
you know, it might be a great idea, but if you're working, you've got
yeah.
to work.
Yeah, so I don't, you know, like most people aren't going to be just free this weekend, and that's cool. But, like, it's worth having a think about, you know, making some space in your life for looking after yourself and, you know, and connecting up with other people and... yeah, just taking some time out to, you know, get through what you're going through and feel okay. And
recharge,
you know,
a bit.
Yeah, recharge and power on, you know. Yeah. Yep.
Guys, look, unfortunately we're really starting to get to come to an end. I've got to get out here and let Greg come in and do his show, which I should mention is Oz Indie Show. We'll be on at between 3 and 5 o'clock, always the latest of Australian music. I think they're all been released within the last week or two through MRAD, so he'll be in here in a couple of minutes. But guys, look, thank you for your time. I hope it's a roaring success, and if it is, we'd like to hear about it next year so we can give it another plug along. I understand that the people are listening at the moment, it's pretty late and we're talking Wednesday afternoon for something that starts Friday. But if you can't make it this year, I'd be suggesting that you have a look at that website, which is...
Men's Wellbeing is pretty handy
yep.
for that.
Men's Wellbeing, and you may actually find other events in between this one as well that might be of interest as well.
There's a heap going on around the place.
Sounds good to me. Guys, look, unfortunately I've got to go, but thank you for your time. I hope it's
good
a real
you.
Success
Thanks,
for you. And I don't think we can do enough for the males, because I think that there are, as I said, we've been taught over too many years that not to show your feelings, to just suck it up, really, and be... I can remember people just saying, oh, come on, just be a man up and get on with life, because that's just the way they were.
Yep.
You know, but... the more we can do for each other at the end of the day, and I guess, and I guarantee you'll find a few people that'll say to you at the end of the weekend, gee, I wish I could have done this years ago.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
No age group on the groups that are coming?
No, just 18 plus, yeah.
18 to anything, as long as they can walk in the door.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
Exactly.
All right, thanks, guys.
Good on you.
Thanks, Alan.
Bye.